tropical park.
There is that.
And call this meeting to order. The time is now 8:02 a.m. on Tuesday, October 26th, and I call to order the special meeting session for the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. Ms. Poe, will you please take roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Davis Wilson?
Present.
Dr. Davey?
Present.
Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Catarino? Mr. Dinar?
Morning, I'm present.
Dr. Gill?
Present.
Dr. Malott?
Present.
Ms. Shreve?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We will move to agenda item number 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action relating to the Maricopa County Superior Court's order in case number LC 2020-000288 involving Shanna Sade, license number 004873, including but not limited to the decision of whether to appeal and other legal options available to the board. Ms. Pacnon, can you please provide us a summary?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to. I do want the record to reflect that board staff did notice the other party of this proceeding today. Dr. Sade was notified that she may attend this proceeding. Her presence is not required, but the board would not have, they would not be affording her an opportunity to engage with the board concerning this matter. So I do want to note that. I will provide you with a little bit of history and context for where we are with respect to this case. And then I will hand it over to Ms. Galvin, and she can begin her summary of the procedural options that are available to the board. So you'll recall that an order was issued to Dr. Shanna Sade concerning complaint number 2014, which included findings of fact, conclusions of law, and disciplinary terms. Dr. Sade subsequently requested the board conduct a review or a rehearing of that complaint. The board did review that request and denied it. Dr. Sade then elected to appeal the board's decision to Maricopa County Superior Court. And over the course of the past several months, Ms. Galvin has supplied the board with updates and concerning the case and also access to the record of the proceedings. On September 27th, the court issued a ruling in this matter. You've been provided a copy of that ruling. The ruling affirms in part and reverses in part those findings of fact, conclusions of law, and the order. And so this matter is scheduled for this special review concerning the time frame for the board to consider appealing this case, which is specified in law. So thank you for attending the special meeting, and I will have Ms. Galvin pick up the summary from this point.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Ms. Pacnon, for the summary. I'll speak a little bit to the decision itself, and then I anticipate we will go back or go into executive session to discuss the board's options, and you will provide me instructions with how you want to proceed. You were all provided with the 53-page opinion from the court. The court did an extraordinary summary of the facts of the case. And as Ms. Pacnon communicated, that the decision was remanded back to the board for further consideration. And it was sort of a mixed bag as far as finding for the board and finding for Dr. Sade. The issues on appeal were 5, and they are laid out on page 26 of the opinion. The first issue on appeal was Dr. Sade's opinion that the board committed error by not following the procedure set forth in 32-2081. And you'll recall that 2081 is the statute that requires the board to handle the cases a certain way if there's court-ordered therapy and court-ordered treatment. The board did not invoke 32-2081 as it did not apply, and the court found in the board's favor on that ground. The second issue in appeal was are the findings of fact set forth in the board's order legally deficient? And the court again found some issues in favor of the board, other issues in favor of Dr. Sade. The issue of the board's findings of fact with respect to record keeping, the court found in favor of the board on that issue. But the court did find that there was no evidence in the record that was articulated that the interactions between Dr. Sade and Ms. Day created a likelihood of harm. The board had made that finding, but did not articulate the specific evidence upon which that finding was made. And so there was no finding articulated by the board that would justify that finding. The court also, with respect to number three, were Dr. Sade's due process rights violated in the informal interview? Again, a mixed bag. The court found that the board did not violate Dr. Sade's due process rights by holding an informal interview rather than going straight to formal hearing. But the court did find that Dr. Sade's due process rights were violated when she was not given an opportunity to question mom during the informal interview process. You will recall that mom was on the line, but did not ask to speak, and no one had questions of her till after the board started deliberations. She made a statement and the board found that the board committed error when she it did not give Dr. Sade the opportunity to question mom. The board also found that related to that, that the board did not follow its own rules by allowing the allowing Dr. Sade to question mom on the issues that she raised after the board's deliberations had begun. The court did find that the board's refusal to obtain the DCS records in this matter with respect to challenging the mom's credibility, the court did find that the board's refusal or objection to obtaining those records was founded, was justified. You'll recall that during these proceedings, Dr. Sade, through her attorney, asked the board to subpoena the records from DCS, asserting that mom's credibility was at issue and those records would shine light on mom's credibility. The court found that Dr. Sade did not offer evidence as to what information would be contained in those records that would assist them in their inquiry. So the board's refusal to obtain those records was upheld by the court. The court on this issue did find that the board violated due process rights by failing to give notice prior to the informal interview that there were concerns with the relationship and between Dr. Sade and Ms. Day, and concerns about that relationship and whether there were some, you know, boundary issues or conflicts of interest. That was not, that relationship, if you will, was not raised by a board member until the informal interview. But the court found that because Dr. Sade did not raise that issue until appeal, that she had waived that argument. So generally, the court had concluded that there were procedural issues with the informal interview process and substantive, given the violations of the procedural requirements violated her due process. The court believed then that the penalties imposed by the board were excessive, given the lack of findings of fact and the adherence to the board's procedures. With respect to number five, appellant was asked to recover her attorney's fees and litigation expenses, and the court denied that request. Ultimately, the court remanded this matter back to the board for further consideration, and that is the purpose of this meeting today. If the board wants to appeal this decision, we have to file a notice of appeal with the Court of Appeals here in the next couple of days, and so that's why I need your input as to whether that decision, what you want to do with this court's decision. If anyone has general questions at this time, I am available to answer those questions. I do anticipate that it will be necessary to go into executive session, so we may discuss your options.
I'd like to make a motion to go into executive.
I'll second.
And that's for legal advice.
For legal advice.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session for the purpose of legal advice. Can I get a vote? All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries.
All the board members, Ms. Chairman.
Yep. Thank you. Do we have any further discussion? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I would motion that we do not appeal the ruling, that instead we move to an informal hearing, preferably set in January or when is available. And that we, however, doing that, we also approve a proceeding with negotiations. Ms. Galvin would proceed with negotiations as discussed in an executive session.
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Galvin, do we need a roll call?
We do not.
All in favor? Any further discussion?
I just had one question for Ms. Galvin. Is the motion sufficiently detailed enough?
Yes. Unless there's someone who wants to separate out the motion not to appeal from the others, but I don't feel that there is a disagreement that would require the separation of that.
Okay, thank you.
Should we do it just to make sure?
I'm not seeing any indication that it's necessary. The motion is not to appeal the matter, to set it for an informal in the January, February meeting, and in the interim, authorize me to proceed as discussed in executive session with settlement negotiations with Dr. Sade.
Thank you. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Just for the record, Dr. Davey, you voted aye?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate everyone's attention. I know that some of you have to run, so thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you. We are now at adjournment. If we have a motion to adjourn.
I motion adjourn.
Second.
Perfect. We have a motion and a bunch of seconds. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all for joining us. The motion does carry, and we will see you guys in a couple weeks.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye.